there isn't time to go through each one of the psukim in great depth right now, but Mitzvah Hashem in the future, the time when the opportunity will arise. The pasuk says, "Vayareu osanu hat mitzrim." What does the word vayareu actually mean? And certainly within the context of the that which the Baha Gadda brings, the pasuk covered nischak malo, come let us become wise against them, with them. So the Ritva, the Rekech, and potentially Rashi explain vayareu means even more evil than the evil that was there before. And that's why the Baal Haggadah brings the Pasuk, Hava Nischak Malai, because we're going to be even wiser with this gzera of the Banim, of throwing the baby boys into the River Nile. This is what Paro is saying. We're going to do far more than has been happening before. That's why Yareo Isanu HaMitzrim, with extra evil decrees. Shibayla Aleket. He says as follows. This is interesting. Go back to Lavan in the dream. Shamalacham Pididab and Yaakov Vitevadra. They saw that Lavan was precluded from harming Yaakov. But we Egyptians, have a Nishakim Yosa. We're going to do it so they won't feel it. They won't realize it. So the Yarei was almost like a silent killer, according to Shibayla Aleket. There are other ways of learning, though. There are other Rishonim that say Vayareu means they were our friends. Hava Nischak Malai. They pretended to be friends with the Jewish people to infiltrate, to lull them into a full sense of security, to deceive them, to think they wanted to coexist with us. The Yavits and the Tziv and others. So Vayareu means they turned us evil. They made us bad. Why? Because the Gemara says in the Irvin, Dikdiki Anias, Marvinus Adam Aldaita Vidas Kaina. A person that is impoverished eventually end up doing Avirus. Whether it's been Adul Chavir, been Adul Lamaka. It's a natural state for a human being to be in such Anios, such poverty. They end up doing something wrong. And therefore, the fact that we were in such a precarious situation, such a difficult situation, that they turned us evil. The Ritva says that in the beginning they actually were very nervous to harm us. Why? Because we come down with consent. They invited us in. And it will be a lack of honor on their part to maltreat us. So that's why it's Havan Ischak Malai. It was a whole plan. Gently, gently, slowly, slowly. And only eventually by Anunu they really oppressed us. And you see that there's a progression over here. Vayareu, Vayanunu, Vayinolena Vodakasha. So Vayareu was the plan. The plan to gradually increase the suffering of the Jewish people. Maisa Hashem says the Shibud was there for no functional purpose for themselves, purely just to oppress us. Start to think about these things, all the different strategies and plans to oppress us. Get into the mindset of an Egyptian. Start to feel the pain of what it would have been to be a Jew at that time. This is all part of our story, something we really do need to focus on and say tonight. And also realize that there are certainly lessons there for us today.